Country Club FM.
Now, don't let that mess you up. That's usually our Friday whistle, but this is my Friday. I'm not here tomorrow. And, of course, Neil, I do not allow anybody to put their lips next to my train whistle.
Yes.
That's not allowed here. We don't do that here. So it's Train Whistle Thursday.
I understand.
Are you okay with that?
I'm fine with that. Okay,
very good. It's the Bob Almanac here today. Bob Almanac sorting things out, making things seem real and normal again, because everything we say on the Almanac is real. None of it is BS. Thursday, January 7th, the seventh day of the year, 358 days until the end of I make my living on BS, Neil. Let's just be honest.
Believe me, nobody knows it more than I do.
I know, and you have to deal with it and deflect it.
I'm fine with it.
And you didn't even grow up on a farm. I grew up on a farm. I know how to deflect it. Maybe I spent a lot of time around the stuff.
You did.
And I shoveled it and forked it and hauled it and put it in a wheelbarrow. That's good stuff. 1785, although I didn't smell like it going to school, though. We had some people, some of the farm families, I don't know what it was, if they were just permeated with the stuff or that was their Axe body spray of the time. But
I hope not.
I luckily, at least nobody ever told me. I don't think I'd go, hey, smell me. I smell like manure. And then I'd be free to go on the bus.
Right.
Balloonist Jean-Pierre Blanchard. This date, 1785. He's Frenchman, obviously. He completed the first crossing of the English Channel in a balloon. So that's significant in the world of air travel and air flight. 1789, the first presidential election was held. This is the date that people voted for electors who later selected George Washington as the first president, John Adams as the vice president. What would those founding fathers think of what's going on right now?
Disappointment.
Rolling around in their graves, 1789.
Disappointment.
1927, transatlantic telephone service began between New York and London. A total of 31 calls were made. 14 of them were wrong numbers. The other 17 were spam risk. I got a call from Pennsylvania and Delaware yesterday. Delaware, yeah. Neil. Why would I be called? Delaware's the smallest state, isn't it? Either that or Rhode Island. Why would somebody from Delaware be calling me? What
they
in the world?
You.
So
I know I get them all the time.
1958. Our patent of the day is the Gibson Guitar Company patenting the Flying V guitar. Changed the way guitar was played, but not only how guitar was played, but how it kind of freed the guys up on stage to have a little fun.
Sure.
With the Flying V. If you ever go to Memphis. If you ever go anywhere, is Gibson guitar, is that in Memphis, or I'm thinking Fender? One of the two.
Fender is
one of the two. I remember going to one of the guitar companies there, one of them, and they have the manufacturing plant there. It was a great tour. 1959, the United States recognized Fidel Castro's new government in Cuba, 1959. Didn't take long for us to go, oh, we don't want to be associated with this guy. We cut him off in 2 years.
We could see
diplomatic
where this
relations.
Was going.
Yeah, we were all nice and all cordial and inviting him to parties and things and sending Christmas cards those first 2 years. And then shortly thereafter, things soured. 1964, Dick Weber rolled the highest bowling game in the air. He rolled a 146 and a 144, which for you, Neil, would be great.
Right.
Dick Weber, not so good, but he was like 30,000 feet in the air in a Boeing 707. Boeing came out with their new 707, and they wanted to show how large the fuselage was. So they put in a bowling alley, and it was Dick Weber, and then I think somebody from the ladies' bowling tour, they went in and they bowled in the air. I mean, a little turbulence there, that might affect where your ball goes,
it
right?
would. I
or might
see
knock
that.
Over a pin. If turbulence knocks over a pin, does that count? That's a good question. That's a ruling that needs to be made.
Right. Chris Schenkel would know.
He was there probably, 1964. 1972 in sports.
On to Atlanta, Georgia for one of the most lopsided Laker victories in the streak. The Lakers run all over Atlanta, winning their 33rd without a loss with a 44-point spread, 134-90. Milwaukee coach Larry Costello was at the game, scouting the Lakers.
So 33rd win in a row for the Lakers. And as you heard right there, Larry Costello, the Milwaukee Bucks coach, he had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And he was scouting. He wanted to be the team. They were the defending champs, I believe, Neil. They want to be the team to end that streak, and guess what? They did the very next game.
Very nice.
That Lakers streak, 33 wins in a row. Can you imagine that?
That is impressive.
The longest winning streak in major professional sports.
It's
very similar to the Twins streak, but it, of course, is on the other end of postseason losses.
Right.
The longest postseason losing streak of any major sports team. Think about that for a moment.
That's a lot. That's just by accident you should win at least, you know, somewhere in there.
1990.
The masonry in the tower, particularly on the leaning side, the south side, is very fragile. Very high forces in it. And that could explode at any time.
Yeah. Literally explode.
It could literally go bang and blow up.
If we're talking about the Leaning Tower of Pisa, it was in bad shape.
Yeah.
1990, they had to close it because it was about to fall over. Or as this guy said, the concrete, the cement could have possibly just...
Yep.
Just exploded, kind of like it does in the middle of that July heat that we get.
We did
those
get
road blows.
Yeah, we got the whole story and all of that when we were there.
You were there.
It was fascinating. It really was.
I'm sure. That was this date, 1990. They would reopen it. It would take 11 years. 11 years.
That's a long
Could
time.
You imagine not knowing this?
Right.
And going to the Leaning Tower of Pisa, like, let's say, 1995. Oh, we can't wait to go and walk through. Oh, no, closed. Sorry, folks.
Yeah.
Leaning Tower's closed.
Well, we didn't go
Moose out front. Moose out front should have told you.
You could have. Yeah,
it's closed.
Yeah.
So that was 1990.
Still good to see it, even without.
It was a ceremony no living American has seen until now. As the Constitution dictates, they came to tell the Senate they had accused the president of high crimes and misdemeanors, and to argue he be removed from office.
Today, the president's lawyers did what they could.
That was this date in 1999, the second time in history an impeached American president went on trial as President Clinton. Now, just a year before that, in 98, was the whole Monica Lewinsky thing. And, of course, it was, wasn't it his deposition and his, he was under oath during that event and during that occurrence where all the stuff went and took place, that then they filed the impeachment and went to trial. He was eventually acquitted. It was on this date in 1998 that former White House intern Monica Lewinsky, in an affidavit, she signed it 1998 saying that she did not have an affair with President Bill Clinton. That was this date 1998. We found out later. Did she also say, "I did not have sexual relations with that man"? Mr. Clinton. Did she say that in there, too? I mean, just much like
Bill. I haven't seen the deposition, but
no.
I don't think so.
I think it's available. I think it's a public record if
probably
you wanted
is.
To review it. And then 2019.
Amazon has beat out Microsoft as America's most valuable publicly traded company. Amazon's shares rose 3% on Monday, lifting the e-commerce giant's market value to nearly $797 billion.
That's worth a lot. That's a lot of money, and I'm sure they're worth more now. This was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Everything that we've heard is in the pandemic and everything, the bigger companies have just gotten bigger.
Right.
And have made more money, and that includes Amazon and probably Microsoft.
$800 billion.
You know, we thought that by this time that the company that you started selling hemp underwear would have been somewhere up in there, but...
just hasn't caught on.
It really hasn't. Kenny Loggins is on our birthday list today. He was a hit maker. Great songwriter, too.
One of the best.
You'll be stunned to know that Michael McDonald is playing the piano and singing background vocals on this.
See that coming.
Because when you want to add some blue-eyed soul, you're calling Michael McDonald. Kenny Loggins, 73. He wrote Danny's Song, which is a big hit. You know, he released it, but Ann Murray did it, as did a song we played yesterday on the All Request Lunch Hour. He wrote a love song, which I played yesterday and dedicated it.
Ann Murray, yes.
On the All Request Lunch Hour. By the way, the Bob FM, what do we call this? The Almanac is brought to you by, I never forget, Split Rock Coffee. How can you forget Split Rock Coffee? Because it's the coffee you drink all day. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. They use beans that are sourced from around the world, and those beans create a lower acidity coffee. Not only that, a perfect balance of flavors that people are just drinking up gallons, gallons, and gallons, because you drink it all day. Ask your grocer, Split Rock Coffee, disabled-owned Split Rock Coffee. You can visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. So Kenny Loggins, happy birthday today, 73. Let's go to the 25th century.
Colonel.
Oh, the party favors. You can put them right there.
Where do I put this, babe?
Babe. Thank you, Tweaky. I'll take that as a compliment. You can leave it right there.
You remember Buck Rogers, the 25th century?
Oh, yeah.
Gil Gerard?
Yes, I do.
Aaron Gray. Boy, they wore a lot of spandex on that show.
Yeah.
And I think Aaron Gray was okay with that, because
sure.
I think she looked okay in spandex.
I do, too.
Twiggy on the other side, not so much. Remember Twiggy? He was the little robot. So Aaron Gray, she was also on Silver Spoons. Do you remember from any of your favorite shows, Neil, Aaron Gray?
Aaron Gray. She was in... No, I don't remember her.
She's 71 today.
She was in
I'm
going to
give you 15 seconds to run for your life. 15.
You can't do this. This is murder.
That's exactly what it is, Wes, and nobody knows that better than you. 14. If I were you, I'd run. 13. 12.
You can't do this.
Run, Wes, run!
David Caruso, he's a bad mother. He's on the CSI shows.
No.
Eight.
And that's Harris from Major League throwing the spitball. Vaseline ball.
Oh,
KY
Vaseline
ball. David Caruso. You'd have to look that up. Was Aaron Gray in Father's Knows? I think you're thinking of another.
Yeah, there was
the
another
other actress.
I'm looking her up right now.
Good, good. David Caruso, who's a redhead, so I think he also sang The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. David Caruso is 65.
Did. God needs the devil. The Beatles needed the Rolling Stones. Even Diane Sawyer needed Katie Couric. Will you be my Katie Couric?
So, Katie Couric is on our list today, 64. Didn't you have some news on Katie Couric maybe hosting Jeopardy or something?
She is. She is going to. They're using some fill-in celebrity hosts until they decide on a permanent host. Ken Jennings says he doesn't want it. But
He's got a lot of money. He doesn't need the money, right? He made so much money playing the game.
So Katie Couric is going to, I don't know if she's, I think she's probably doing a week's worth.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Give him a shot. David Lee Murphy. He's the dust on the bottle guy, the out with a bang guy, and here's another song they kind of forgot about. It was a big hit. It's called Every Time I Get Around You.
Every time I get around you.
And then didn't he have a career resurgence here within the last three, four years? He had a song with Kenny Chesney, didn't he?
Yep.
He's 62 today. Nicolas Cage is 57.
How are you still on?
What?
I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
And he did.
That's a good idea.
Now, if I was going, I'm going to steal the Graham Rudman Act. After what I saw yesterday and how people breached the Capitol, it might not be that tough to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Or other sensitive documents and things of our history.
Right.
Seeing how easy those people got in there. Nicolas Cage is 57 today. This guy, his first name was so good he used it twice. Doug E. Doug.
I'm the driver.
You're not. You're the brakeman.
You don't understand. I am Sanka Coffee. I'm the best pushcart driver in all of Jamaica. I must drive. Do you dig where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I dig where you're coming from.
Good.
Now dig where I'm coming from. I'm coming from 2 gold medals. I'm coming from 9 world records in both the 2 and 4 man events. I'm coming from 10 years of intense competition.
How about some bonus John Candy there for you here? Cool Runnings, Neil.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's a hell of a place to be
coming
from.
You see, Sanka,
the guy is Sanka Coffee.
Okay.
Member of the Jamaican bobsled team, Neil.
I remember.
And his partner was Taster's Choice, obviously. So Doug E. Doug, Sanka Coffee from Cool Runnings is 50.
Are you up for this? Are you? Look, I just need to know because the city is flying. Okay, look, the city is flying. We're fighting an army of robots. And I have a bow and arrow. None of this makes sense.
It doesn't. He's Hawkeye. But he's pretty good with that bow and arrow.
He is exceptional.
He's got the no-look shot down. Now, one time, the battle for New York, and he's looking the other way, and he shoots down the alien with his bow and arrow.
Pretty impressive.
Jeremy Renner,
he's good in that,
is 50 today.
I play guitar and I sing my songs in the sunshine. Captain and cloaks and barroom jokes keep me feeling fine.
I've always liked John Rich's voice.
For sure.
Started in Lone Star, right, Neil? You know his history. And then he got with Big Kenny and Cowboy Troy.
2 foot Fred.
Now that's a guy I can get over. Is he short? So John Rich is 47, and then this guy.
Unlike this creep in a stunning wool blazer. Hey, what are you crazy? Read the cards. Model Zach Morris is wearing the perfect outfit for stabbing your best friend in the back.
Ooh.
Thank you, Zach, for destroying my life. I'm out of here.
A bit of seriousness there from Screech. Usually, you know, he's goofing off and doing silly things, but he had had enough. Slater and Zach, you know, getting all the girls at Bayside, going on any date that they want to go on. And here's Screech. He's been working for years to get a date with Lisa. And then Zach jumps in and steals her. How would you feel if you were Screech, Neil?
Just like Screech, should I'd have let him have both barrels.
Dustin Diamond, Screech from Saved by the Bell, 44.
All right, before we get, and I, not Aaron Gray, Billy Gray was in Father Knows Best. So
close.
But Aaron Gray was in your show, right? Silver Spoons and some of them other ones. So anyway.
Oh, I love Silver Spoons. Sure. I mean, Jason Bateman, you kidding me?
Yeah. And Gibson guitars are in Nashville. The Fender guitars are based in California, by the way. A couple of quick...
Well, they had a manufacturing plant in Memphis, too. One of those had a plant. They must have moved from Memphis then.
Yeah, that could very
well
be.
The local economy got to the point where they had to move. Because there was a manufacturing huge plant in Memphis.
Yeah, you would know.
I think it was Gibson.
Yep. All right, gone but not forgotten. Not nearly as significant as yesterday. Former president of our United States, Millard Fillmore, was born on this day in 1800. He was Alfred the Butler on the Batman television show, Alan Napier.
There it is again. That funny beeping sound from Bruce's study.
And no doubt some of his hi-fi equipment needs adjusting. Now, excuse me, madam.
He's pretty slick.
I'll solicit his presence, sir.
Aunt Harriet just didn't get it.
No.
I mean, she could have ruined the whole surprise, the whole secret. She just never was able to figure it out, put two and two together.
She had a lot of fine qualities, but, you know, common sense, maybe not one of those. But certainly Alfred did. Alan Napier, born on this day, 1903. He gave us the Adams family, Charles Adams, named it after himself, 1912. The great Johnny Mize. How about playing 5 years with the Yankees and winning 5 World Series. Went 5 for 5 and then pretty much retired. Born on this day, 1913. And he is the leader of Paul Revere and the Raiders. Paul Revere.
That's him on the keyboard.
He didn't really do much of their singing.
That was Mark Lindsay singing.
Yep. Paul Revere, much like the Dave Clark Five.
And then a big finish here.
We'll return.
Listen to the keyboard here at the end. Oh, we got some bonus audio here as well. I forgot to mention we had Vincent Gardenia.
Oh, we did have Vincent. Okay.
I'm getting married.
Again?
Yeah.
You did this what before it didn't work out?
The guy died.
And what killed him?
He got hit by a bus.
No, bad luck. Your mother and I were married 52 years. Nobody died. You were married, what, 2 years? Somebody's dead. Don't get married again, Loretta. It don't work out for you.
Moonstruck, I believe. Is he was an Academy Award nominee for that. He may have actually won for that in Moonstruck with Cher.
He was
with Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage was in that movie, too. Nice. Olympia Dukakis. They were all doing it. He had a great soundtrack, too.
That is Vincent Gardenia, and he was born on this day, 1920, 1938 for Paul Revere. And Caroline Bessette Kennedy She was the wife of John T. Kennedy Jr. She went down in the plane crash as well, 1966, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
It's been well established. I'm pretty sure you've just given up the ghost here. At least your staff has given up the ghost.
There goes my only possession. There goes my everything.
Even better than the Engelbert Humperdinck version, Jack Green, born on this date, 1930. The original Statue of a Fool, which I've taken the liberty to put in as your almanac classic.
That's always good.
So Jack Green, your staff missed him, but they miss a lot of the country greats. That's all right. They come from a rock and roll background, and that's all right. I mean, you were desperate. You had to hire who you could get. They know a lot about reggae, but just not a lot about classic country western.
They work cheap.
They work cheap, they really I mean, at least I'm here to fill the void.
That's what you do. Make sure
that we don't forget about Jack Green. 1930. Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to stand? By the way, we've been brought to you by Split Rock Coffee, the Almanac sponsor, the coffee you can drink all day. Would you like to start a Bobathon with Ronnie Millsap? Why don't you spend the night? Brad Paisley, Welcome to the Future. Or George Strait, the fireman.
Let's put out those fires.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KB.